to buy a go-kart at the hardware store. I would just walk by there, put my hands in my pocket, and look at that little red go-kart and wonder if there's anybody that would feel sorry for a little boy. Perhaps buy it for me. If there were enough yards that those old rotary mowers, that when you pushed them, the rotary turned, slammed the green grass up against a steel blade, and you got $3.50 to $5 a yard for doing that. If there was any way I could mow enough yards to come up with $300. Had I had any idea at that point I would pastor a church in Paris, Texas that was so great and experience what we have experienced this morning out of singers and worshipers, man, that go-kart would have disappeared to dust a long time ago. Thank you, singers, worshipers, those that make it possible for this building to stand strong and thrilling in a community that really has some nice needs. And music, has always, when you study the Bible, singing has always been a prelude to every victory that people experienced. They sent singers before them into the land. They sent worshipers and praisers before them. And so singing is a whole lot more than what we call nice. It is a weapon. How many of you have truly experienced a unique spirit in this house this morning? Well, I would like to encourage you today to understand that it is praise that stirs it up. I don't care how long a skunk's been laying on the ground, and the odor may not be quite so prominent. You go stir that skin up, and you're going to smell him again. And I'm here to tell you that he's still the fourth man in the fire. And he's still right where your problems are. All you have to do is begin to praise the name of the Lord, and you'll stir up a strength and a power that will overcome the enemy. And that's what singing and praising is really all about. God designed it as a privilege to every one of us. And I'm not a singer. You notice they didn't have me on the platform singing. And some of them don't go to praying when I try. But I know how to sing when I'm all alone. And I know how to drive the devil out when he comes in strong. Because greater is he that is for me than he that is against me. And if I begin to stir up his spirit, I can tell you I'm going to win. Not because I'm good, it's because he's God. Hallelujah. And we have come to this place today to help incite and to bring about your future that still lives. And that is that the day God gave you your first breath, he said, I know my plans, I know my thoughts for you, saith the Lord. They are thoughts of peace, not evil, for a good hope of a final outcome. I'm here to tell you, your future is ready for you to welcome it in every realm. I come to you today with a short message, and wow, I just can't get over what we've already been through. Sing unto the Lord. Lift up your voice. Singers and shouters have been a strong part of victory in the Bible. Singing, dancing, praising precipitate the greatest power. Singing, dancing, praising the Lord produces inner power. You don't even have to do it out loud. If you can start singing a little song in your soul, the interior power will resist the external situation, and you will become an overcomer. Move forward in the blood, in the name, in the word, in the spirit. And I can promise you, you're going to walk streets of gold someday, because that's where victory leads to. Now, isn't that a cute specimen? Anybody want to pet that little darling? That is absolutely phenomenal. When I saw that, I knew that was part of my lesson someday. Because, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. He may look attractive, but he's a deceiver. He may look appealing, but he's out to get you. He may look appealing to put in part of your house and part of your vocabulary and part of your repertoire of experiences. But I'm going to tell you that in good faith, Jesus Christ said, he may be great, but he is not God. He's out to destroy you. I can tell you that when he's around, start singing about Jesus. When I tell you when he's around, he's up to no good. You can't make a pet out of Satan. Well, there he is still. Attractive and a killer. Only God can save, and we, working with God, can restore the United States of America and Lamar County. Anybody interested, clap your hands. Now, here's what I was trying to tell you a few minutes ago when I started, and that is God is as present everywhere as he is anywhere. Stirring up that spirit is our privilege to begin to worship him when you feel like you can't go another day. When you sense that the enemy is trying to take over your children, you can't get mad enough to deliver them, but you can get enough of God in your home to save them. I'm here to tell somebody today, it's time for the church to sing. It's time for the church to dance. It's time for the church to praise the name of the Lord in everything we do. We can bring hope to everyone. We can produce enough love to destroy hate crimes. I wish you'd look at your neighbor and said, it's up to me and you. Here's what the book says about that. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. If we will agree to walk out of this building today and take the singing and the experience of all that spiritual energy, and we walk out of here today inspired, and we quit singing hell songs and start singing Jesus songs, sing about the blood, sing about the name, praise the name, worship the name, get excited about the songs of Zion, and I can tell you'll do exactly what Luke 10 and 19 said. We will trample over serpents and scorpions and over all that would destroy the future of America and destroy the future of our school system and destroy the marriages and destroy all the other stuff. I'm here to preach us into victory in the blood, in the name, in the word, and in the Holy Ghost. Your best defense is a strong offense. Here's the way the Bible says it. If you're not for me, you're against me. It's impossible for people to follow the prescription that they offer to themselves. Well, I'm not against religion, but I'm not for it either. Lie. Look at them and tell them you don't know who truth is. Be kind when you say it, because some of them may be bigger than you. The Bible said, let every man be a liar and let God be true. Well, somebody say that backward. Say it upside down. Mom. Jerusalem above is the mother of us all. I'm talking to somebody today because your best defense is a strong offense. When you follow Jesus, you don't have to worry about the enemy being in front of you. Turn your back on him. That's what repentance is turning this way and looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So today, I come to you, clap your hands, people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. I can tell you that when you're praising God, and this is by experience as well as watching others, when you're praising and dancing the Lord, it's just pretty hard to be listening to the devil. That's a good offense. When you get up in the morning, start praising the Lord. If you sense a lethargic attitude, if you sense a lethargic helplessness, if you sense that the day is going to be bigger than you, start praising the name of the Lord, and His presence will shine in your world and darkness will flee. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth, and He shall... Somebody say it loud. Subdue. Oh, it's a thrill to know that there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. It's wonderful to know that when you turn your life over to the blood, the word, the name, and the power of the Holy Spirit, there's not an enemy anywhere that can take you out, take you under, and take you to your past. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is your future. He is the light of the world. He is the hope of the world. He is the forgiveness of every one of us. You can get rid of anything and everything today and begin to shout again, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. He shall choose our inheritance. Somebody say, heaven's my home. The excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God has gone up with a... I wish somebody would just shout his name. Jesus. Try it again. Jesus. That wasn't a devil in the world could stop you right then. Why in the world we don't call on His name as many times as necessary during the day? Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I thank you for my kids. Don't you let the devil get you to worrying about your kids. Man, you start trying to do it in your flesh, and I'm telling you, they'll run you ragged. They got three times as much energy as you do. But they don't have the energy He has. He'll chase them down in the middle of the night and say, remember what your mama did? Remember how she gave her life to Jesus? Remember how she sang that song in the middle of the night? Remember? And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost is out there and angels are out there and they're working where you can't work and doing what you can't do. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is our future. He is our strength. He is our Savior. He is everything. He's all in all. And He loves. I wish you'd point at your neighbor and tell him He loves you. Care how mischievous you've been and how you've been letting the lion eat up a lot of your life. I wish somebody'd read that's got a good stentorian voice. That's sixth verse. Brother Proctor, you'll do. You know what gets him to get the word out and chase the devil out of your home? Sing praises. We're not just having a singing. We're showing everybody how to have victory. We're trying to deliberately show and appeal to every human in America and particularly Paris, Texas. Sing, sing, sing unto the Lord. Praise His name. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in His resurrection. Rejoice in His ministry. He alone is God. God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. If you don't believe this, you don't believe God. Don't let anybody try to deceive you and say, if you'll say, I believe in God, that you believe in God. If you don't believe in this kind of stuff, you don't believe in God. And I'm here to help you to believe in God. The worst person we could ever lie to is ourselves. That's the worst person we could ever lie to. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness. And that song they sang, holiness has a name. Let me tell you what true holiness really is. Transparency of the flesh. This stuff is an antenna for lying, for cheating, for hating, for all crime. It is easier to lie than it is to tell the truth in so many situations. But the Bible plainly says the truth is what's going to set you free. All liars, he said, shall have their part in the lake of fire. And it starts here. You start hating and you burn up your future. You start hating and you burn up your relationships. You start hating and you burn up the things that really count. Hell starts here. So holiness is when people see you, they see him. When they hear you, they hear him. And that's what's going to help set the world free. Now, God said he'd forgive you 490 times a day, so don't get discouraged if you don't do it perfect. The legitimacy of our shouting and singing is the virgin birth. The legitimacy of our shouting and singing is that Christ went to the cross so you didn't have to go. The legitimacy of our shouting and singing is, and I hope you'll bring a crowd back next week, when we talk about the resurrection, the power that Jesus generated so that no one has to go to hell. No one even has to suffer it very long here. The legitimacy of our shouting is an empty tomb. Singing has been used for all moments in life. We sing unto the Lord who healeth all our diseases. If you can't sing, if you're too sick to sing, get somebody to play a recording of an anointed singing. I'm not talking about just lyrics. I'm talking about singing in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about stirring up the gift of God. I'm talking about stirring up the power of the blood. I'm talking about stirring up the strength in the name. I'm talking about singing about Jesus, who cleanses the inner man through the songs about his blood. The redeeming powers accompany the glorious praises of his people. The world uses singing and shouting, and you know how much energy that stirs up at the 1 yard line. Some of you willing to just let me do it all by myself, aren't you? You come to enjoy me in misery. Hold that line. Go, go, go. You know what they're doing? They're stirring up a spirit. A little band in the middle. They always have somebody singing or doing something. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't get it. The world does. You shout unto the team. You shout unto the team. Go. Come on, Reb. Come on this. Come on that. And man, they get all kind of energy. You know what they're thinking? They're depending on me. When you say, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. He said, they're depending on me. They got faith in my name. They got faith in my glory. They got faith in my power. Come on, Jesus. We praise your name. We dance to you. When you dance in a dance hall, often you stir up lust that overrides wisdom. When you dance and get drunk out there in the world, you stir up all kind of spirits. It's time to get drunk on the Holy Ghost. That means lose your pride. That means lose your self-esteem and start esteeming him who became poor that we might become rich, who took upon himself the sins of the world that we might be free from the sin of life. I'm talking to you about real church. I'm not talking about joining a religious system. I'm talking about getting in Christ and becoming a new creature until every morning you wake up. It is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Church house for a good while was reduced to sit in silence. The enemy tried to tell us it was respect while we shriveled and while we held back. And then he would push us to curse our wife, our husband. To push us to curse our kids and our parents. Please don't act like you're totally mute right now. How many of you know you hear it all the time? That good-looking, attractive white lion is out to destroy your home. And the preacher today is trying to raise up a song in your soul, to raise up a worship in your life, to raise up a praise in your life. Jesus Christ became our sacrifice. He became our premier ability. In Him was life, and that everlasting. Musicians are coming. Singing's about over. Somebody say, sing aloud. I wish some little typically mild voice lady would get up and say it with all your heart. I'm not looking. Stevie, try it. Wow. How old are you? 18? In her heart, she really is. Sing aloud. Let your kids hear you sing about the blood. Let your kids hear you sing about the resurrection. They don't care if you carry a tune as long as you carry His Spirit. I mean, even my voice in a hospital sounds pretty good to a sick person. And I do. I occasionally tempt myself to sing. I'm typically embarrassed. But I'll get them started at least. Because He that is in me is the only thing that's greater about me than anything. Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I may not violate the will of God for my life. I'm telling you, the will of God for your life is to have peace and joy and power over every adversary. That's not people, that's spirits. Thank you for giving us the opportunity today to give you Jesus. I don't take it lightly. Your time is as important as mine. But God is in this house to let you know that He still lives, and that you can call on Him today as we stand to our feet. I am very aware your time is important. Your thoughts are important. But Jesus is calling somebody. You don't have to come to the front, but you're more than welcome. If you come to the front, there are people of faith and love that will join with you, strengthen you in your new commitment. The song they say, please forgive me. I hear people from time to time say, well, once you're forgiven, that's it. Here's what the Bible says, if you want to know the truth. If any man say he has no sin, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. As long as you live in the flesh, sin is with you always. Always trying to get you to doubt. And here's another scripture. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So when your doubts reach the height where you say you can't go further, doubt has taken the place of faith. That's just good solid teaching. So I'm here to tell you, we say, please forgive me every day, because He's a forgiven God, and He said, I'll do it 490 times a day. If you happen to mistreat your brother, I'll forgive you. If you happen to mistreat your wife, I'll forgive you. If you happen to mistreat your parents, I'll forgive you. If you happen to mistreat the day, I'll forgive you, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and He made it for His people. And if you don't use it wisely, you have separated yourself from the plan God had for you for that day. I know that's a mouthful. But today as we sing, these altars are open and your bench can become an altar. But it's a good time to start a song, to start a relationship that will end in next week's lesson. sing it. Prayer warriors, would you pray? And just intercede sort of gently. There are people here today that need to remember their future is greater than what their hope is for the present tomorrow. God is here today. He'll be at your house this evening. He'll be at your house at breakfast in the morning. I can assure you, there won't be any less of Him at home. You just won't notice it if you don't sing. If you don't praise Him, both of them are weapons to drive fear and doubt, darkness and pitifulness out of our homes. It's not so much Pentecostal as it is godly. Let His glory fill your heart now. Let's join back in the prayer rooms this evening. Let's let our world, our children particularly, be filled with hope as we generate it with singing. A good offense is greater than a defense. Having a future is greater than telling them how pitiful life is. Oh, that's it. If it's right, why don't you take the hand of somebody close? The Bible said where two or three agree as to touching any one thing. Why don't you take your neighbor's hand, put it over on your wife's shoulder, your friend's shoulder. But let's conclude this meeting in agreement that we agree with God. He is able. He alone can save. He alone can give us the love, the joy. Oh, sing it, singers.